Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They may call him at time to time Dr. Lowe, Coach, the Love Guru. WBSW Radio has listeners and watchers in 25 countries. Dr. Lowe, make it do what it do.
I see God has blessed us one more time. See, every time it looks like we take two steps forward, we'll be knocked back. Because last night we were real excited about being able to Zoom in our guest and our guest host. And just as we was talking, the internet decided to go quiet. So what we're going to do, we're still going to work on. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of Tell the Truth, along with an awesome, awesome host, which is truly has been inspiration so we can do what we need to do. That's Lisa Levine. So as soon as we can get everybody up, ready to go, and I'm looking at it, so she's back, and that's the good part about it. So we're going to be able to have an awesome time tonight. Tell the Truth is truly an opportunity for you to be able to share things that's going on in your life. It's all about life issues, and it's good to be able to come before you and share those. At least we got you. We have you right in. We got a nice Zoom in the back, my background pretty much, as well as it's being shown on Facebook Live and being shown on Instagram. You can be a part of this show, which is Tell the Truth, by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits or your cell or your telephone number, actually your location. Then you can join in the conversation with Lisa Levine. I will introduce her in a minute, along with myself, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. You also can check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And then if you want to go to Twitter, you have that great opportunity there. You can tweet the show at WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio, along with at The Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And also, we want to talk about Facebook. And on Facebook, you have an opportunity to be a part of it. If you're not a friend, make a request, and we'll get you in and have you to be a part of it. As we say, the Facebook handle is facebook.com/trulyexcited, Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Then we're going to go to Instagram. We're going to give a shout-out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Greenville with the number 10 is their handle. They're co-partners. They sponsor a lot of our gifts. They also sponsor this show and all the shows we have. We give them a shout-out, along with TriStat LLC out of Selma, Alabama, Mr. William Scott. He's also instrumental in sponsoring many of our shows, many of our giveaways. So we want to say thank you for taking time to be a part of this. We're excited. We're truly excited. So before we move in, Father, I want to make sure I mention that we're getting close to our five-year anniversary on September the 27th. It'll be 5 years from 2017 to 2020. See how good God is. God is awesome. That's why you have to trust and believe in it. And in our five-year anniversary, we might not be doing anything special, but giving away a trip here or there. I talked to those sponsors. They're ready to give away the fifth five-year. Might be a gift certificate, maybe a voucher, whatever it may be, we're giving away. Also, it might be a book that we're giving away. But those awesome art authors that come on, we had one on last night, author Nicole S. Brown, last night, talked about her 14 books, particular two of the books, and I'll give you the title of one of them. I thought it was important we talk about it. It's entitled Wet Dreams. And it was truly tonight, we're going to talk about some online dating. I don't think that's going to lead you to that, but Diminishing of the Slime is the other book that she has that she talked about last night. So she read some poems. It's a book of poems. You can go to Walmart or you can go to Books A Million, along with you can go online to Amazon. You go to Denmark. Denmark Publishing Company also joined it. So there's a group of individuals. You can check this book out. These many books she had as 14. So we were glad to have. I was excited because we were able to get the Zoom up and going. Well, we have our, from now on, anyone that wants to be where they can, people can see them on the stream and be able to see them a part, interactive part of it, we will have it. That will be through Facebook, whether it's through Instagram. Now, what it is, all we're doing is we're airing it through Facebook and Instagram, but we're broadcasting truly, truly, when I say that, is through Zoom. And that's the connection. If you want to join us, and we have no problem with you joining, you make a request, and we'll put a link out there and let you be a part of it. But that's what it's all about. We want you to be a truly, truly digitally interactive. We want to let you also know we're at our Facebook, along with these are on-demand episodes, along with Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Instagram, and Blog Talk Radio. As also, we're really excited because we have listeners and watchers in 29 countries. And I'm excited because we're looking to get 3-0. Hopefully, we'll have one additional country added by our I say our anniversary, which is on September 27th. We're up truly, truly excited about having the Zenith show that we're having. We're up to now 530 episodes we have been able to broadcast. See how exciting it is? Just being a part of this is the, just have more than inside. I want to give a shout out to my son. He's joining us on Facebook. And that's action name, Lorenza. That's Lorenza joining us as well. Thank you so much. He has listed Lorenza Williams on there. And then we also have Beverly P. Green Oz. Beverly P. Green Oz. So thank you so much for joining us. Many others are going to join us. So let me introduce a very special person. Very special person. She's not what we call a co-host. She's the host, and I tag along with her because it's an opportunity for me to grow as well. She hailed from that awesome state of Ohio, born and reared there, educated there, and spent a part of her career, but she decided to move down south, move down to the great state of Florida, on the southern peninsula of Florida, down in that deep, deep, deep southern part around the Boca Raton and the Miami and all that, and Fort Lauderdale. She's also a licensed social worker, along with a yoga instructor and a owner of a yoga studio. She gives back every day. When she goes into schools down in Broward County, I'm going to say that, and she shared with those young people, and also she did support for adults as well. None other than truly an awesome host, Miss Lisa Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
Good, love. How are you?
Oh, God, good. He's blessing us one more time to come before you. We got an awesome show planned tonight, but before I move to that, I need to make sure I do share with everybody about our giveaways on our WDSW radio giveaways. If you want to be a part of it, send your name as well as send, if you have a Cash App or PayPal, Venmo, Zelle to Lorenza D. Smith 15@gmail.com. Again, Lorenza D. Smith 15@gmail.com. And you can be a part of our raffle. Next trip, I was talking to our co-sponsor, our sponsor, and they was talking about giving away a 5-day, 4-night to Cancun. That's paying for the hotel. You get a chance to set up your travels and everything. We want to do it. We're not going to do it on 27, which is our anniversary. We're going to do it in October. So you get a chance to get your name in. We'll get everybody to get it in. We got some people need to refresh, or some people that put their name in 2 years ago and probably forgot it. So I want them to resubmit their name so we'll make sure we have everybody in here. So we're excited about giving back. This is giving back. We give away vouchers for food, gas. We also give gift certificates along with our trips. We had already given away 7 trips to Hot 11. Ferries from 4 days and 3 nights to 3 days and 2 nights. Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And we have in plans to give to Orlando. And we're going to give 2 or 3 of those as well. So we're going to give to you. We know what's in this area. It may not, because we have listeners all over the world, 29 countries. But if you're on the Pacific Coast, we ask you to prepare to make your travels and come, and we'll have the hotel paid for, meaning you just come and you just get your key and go in there. Now, you want to have your amenities. Now, I'm going there and start drinking all those people beverages and say, Dr. Lowe said he's going to pay for it. No, Dr. Lowe didn't say that. He's going to make sure he take care where your lodging is involved. So we are truly, truly excited about giving back. Thank you so much for all of the listeners. But besides that, and our watchers, our sponsors, and co-sponsors. Thank you so much. Lisa, we're going to have an awesome night tonight. The agenda is filled with some personal research you had a chance to do. And she's getting that blowout. You just don't know until you go and check it out to see there are some challenges out there. The title of tonight's show is How to Navigate the Online Dating World. Now, a lot of us have to realize that the online dating world has sort of replaced our face-to-face because when the pandemic hit, it allowed us to be at home, so we became authority of the keyboard. Where we was using the keyboard, we was using Instagram, we was using Facebook, we was using dating apps, we was doing other things to connect with other people. So that's how it have blossomed. Now we're going to be get a little bit more detail. We want to talk about it because we got several topics on our format that we need to talk about. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to let Lisa start off, you know, give her an introduction because I've been talking for a minute. I'm going to let her kind of start off and see whatever she wants to share with you from the beginning. Is work going awesome? Working on whatever it is, and you want to get into it about what's your experience with navigating online dating. Lisa, you have an opportunity.
Okay. I'm not even sure where to start, Dr. Lowe. There's so much to talk about. Yes, I went on to several online dating sites. Now, I haven't been really out in the dating world like 9 years. You're better off just staying on Facebook if you're going to be doing online dating stuff, because what I observe, the Hinge app, for example, it doesn't say much. It doesn't tell much. It shows pictures. Kind of a waste of time. The Bumble app, I guess the girls, I don't even know if I was swiping the right way. You know, I was trying to look and see, like, what's out there, reading through people's profiles. And I have to say, a lot of y'all are on Facebook. You're on Hinge. You're on Bumble. You're on all sorts of different apps. I've seen people, the same person using a different name and a different age. Mm. I found it to be very interesting. Basically, my take on it overall, if people don't really want to know what they're looking for other than sex. I'm just going to be honest. I feel like it's what do you look like? What's your body look like? What's this look like? Can I come over? I can't even post on here, Dr. Lowe, mm-hmm. some of the disgusting things that I got from people. And, you know, I was very honest in my own profile. But I'll tell you what, I see why there's an issue. You know, if you're multiple and serial on dating apps, mm-hmm. what's going on here, guys? Mm-hmm. And dating is not this phone. You cannot text and date. If you want to meet someone and you're serious about it, then that's what you do. If you're just looking, to have a good time than just say, I'm just looking to have a good time. You know what I mean? Like, this is, these are things I'm picked up on. But, you know, serial dating, blowing people up, ghosting, some of the things on there were kind of like, I don't know why I was surprised, you know, because it didn't seem honest. I could tell what red flags are. I think self-employed is a red flag. I want to know what you're self-employed with. I want to know if you have a job. I want to know if you're living on your own. My friend wanted me to mention, this is really unfortunate, saw her husband, her friend's husband on a dating app.
Okay.
And yeah, okay. So there's a lot of things like that going on. So it's like you don't know what you're dealing with, I guess. You don't know who's behind that screen. You don't know, you know, are people really serious about it? If you really want to meet someone,
recording in progress,
then be serious about it and just say what your motives are. You know, because I kind of felt like I said, oh God, I saw that person on the Hinge app and they are using a different name and age. And then we saw one guy that had two profiles. Just be honest, you know, be honest. And if you're looking to just hook up or out, or if you don't know what you want, just say it. And I'm going to give you some good advice, everybody, that I want you to think about. What's your purpose? What is your purpose of dating? And I think that's something people really need to think about. It's been a very good learning experience thus far. But think about, what is your purpose? Like, just, you know, say what it is. You know, because I'm a very blunt and honest person. And I was told that I'm a turn off, if you can believe this, because I'm too independent because I run businesses. I had someone say that to me and I was like, wait a minute, do you not want me to work and be codependent? Like, it's very confusing to me. And I don't see anything wrong with women being independent or working. Like, you know, you be independent, codependent, you want independent, codependent, what is it that you want? And the other thing I want to point out, asking somebody to come to their house, that is not a date. Asking to come over or saying, I'm going to come over. If you want to ask somebody out, then ask them, sorry, Dr. Lowe, excuse me. My dog. But if you want to ask someone out, everybody, just ask them out and make sure you do have common interests. You don't have to have full common interests, but yeah, I found some of it to be offensive, and then some of it, I felt like there were some legitimate people on there really looking, you know, but it's a very complicated system.
And I'm glad Lisa's sharing that because she actually was doing some research, so when she came to the show tonight, she could share some things. She's already sharing a couple of things, and I want you to think about one key thing she said, and this is all important to healthy relationships. Just think about honesty. Are you ready to be honest when you're on the or are you going to put an image out there of you when it's really, truly not you? If you want to be on this site and if you have an interest in online dating, be straightforward, even filling out the information, whatever that's required on the online dating site, that you fill out the right information. Don't lie. Just like if you're just trying this out, because if you're on three or four different sites, and then you have three different ages, you have to use your middle name and your last name, or your last name and your middle name. You got all these different names. Now, I don't feel like that's honest, and that should be scary to you. So when we're talking about on a dating site, online dating, there are some very important tips that you need to keep in mind. One tip, again, is honesty. Really, if a person lacks honesty, they can't be trustworthy. See, those two will go hand in hand. Also, you make sure you're ready. You are ready to start dating. You may not be ready to start dating. If you're getting on the site to research and find out if that's what kind of persons you can find on that site, what kind of personalities you can find on the site, I can tell you there's no need to even think about it. You're going to find all type of personalities on there. Now, your thing, it should be in your mind, is this what I'm really looking for? Too many times we get caught up, and I'm going to relate this to some another area there. A lot of people don't agree with me, but I was listening to one of the person in regards to dating said, that's just like a dating site, like going to the club. People go to the club, whether you want to believe it or not, to hook up, pick up. On a dating site, they're coming on this dating site, hooking up and picking up. I know there are going to be some circumstances where you may meet someone on Facebook. You may meet someone that's willing to communicate with you, but it's still a process. But when you go to a place and you're just going out to have fun, you're not going out to you're not looking to get married to someone in a club. Just like pretty much you shouldn't be going to a dating site looking to be marrying someone off a dating site. It was amazing. I was listening to it was sort of like an interview, and the young lady said that she was, you know, she was selecting the wrong men. And when she was selecting the wrong men, she said they're not in the church. They're not in the club. You know, she was kind of acting the host. Where are they? First of all, let's do this. Like I said, make sure you're ready to date first. I don't care if it's online or whether it's at a club or going out to church. If you're going to those places looking for someone that you think will meet what you your requirement, now keep in mind, I'm not taking away from anybody's requirements because now I won't call it a requirement. I have standards. You all should have standards. And with those standards, do these individuals fit? Do you expect? I'm not saying it won't happen then. But think about the history of online dating. Think about the history of going to the club. Think about the history going, even some people say they go to church to look for a husband. You go a wife. You're going to church to look for a husband. I thought you were going to church to really take this moment to be learning and being able to time teaching through Sunday school or whatever it may be. You're not going there because if God have that person for you, it will be a process. And you have to remember the second thing is about with your tips on online dating. It is a process. Lisa mentioned about meeting someone and then they first thing comes out of their mouth, can I come over to your house. See where that the process is that when I meet you, you are only an associate. An associate that my name is Loretta, your name is Lisa. That's it. That's all. Now if I want to go to the next level, which is a tier player two, I will move to getting acquainted. You see the process? I'm not putting a time frame. You might meet that person in a workshop, wherever you may meet them, in church, you meet them wherever you want to meet them, but you go through the process of being an associate to them. Then you get a chance to be the acquaintance. That takes time. So we have to keep that in mind. understand what goes along with starting dating, whether it's on online, whether it's you're meeting an individual in person in settings that allow you to be a little bit more sociable. Just keep that in mind. When you're going to these dating sites, Lisa probably can, she shared with, because she talked about a couple of, if you want to use those sites, try to pick the best dating site.
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of it. Like I said, that one site, I just, it's bizarre. That Hinge is like no good. Tinder, I didn't even entertain that one because, I don't know, like it's hookup. But then again, I feel like they're all kind of hookup. But, you know, I'm not judging anyone. If that's what you're looking for, and not everybody thinks like me, but I'm the type, if that's what you're looking for, just say it up front. And if I want to go along with it, I'll tell you. But I can tell you right now, that is not what I am looking for. For me, myself, and I know a couple of my friends, we're into sports. You know, we don't need to go out fancy schmancy. We're happy just going out watching college ball, football. We're just happy to go out and do stuff. And there should not be so much stress and expectation on it and ghosting. Guys, I'm going to get guys. People, girls and guys, I'm going to give some good advice. Don't ghost people. It's not nice. It's mean. Just say, I'm not feeling a connection. I don't feel like we hit it off. I think that's such a coward thing to do. And it's hurtful to some people because there's some people that have low self-esteem, even guys. It's very hard, I'm sure, for a man to ask a woman out because you never know what the answer is going to be. But just be open and honest. And another thing I kind of didn't like when I was on here, I don't need to see body pictures. I don't need to see shirtless and selfies in the gym. Like, you know, I think I put maybe a yoga picture, a picture of me with the dogs. Like, I don't, that to me doesn't do anything. I'm just telling you for myself. I don't need to see that. Like, I'd rather see you, or maybe you are showing me you, but what are your interests? What do you like to do? You know, I'm just saying, you know, just my perspective on it. But it seems like also Facebook is connected with all these dating apps, and I guess it connects you. But if you're serious about it and you're ready to do it, you set your intention, no expectation, no disappointment, you know, it's not a bad idea. But like I said, you could probably just stay on Facebook and just try to meet people that way. I almost felt like that was a better route to go. Because usually on Facebook, somebody knows somebody. Some other good advice, guys, background check people, boys and girls, always background check. Look into somebody's, you know, just make sure that they're who they say they are. You know, we've all made mistakes in life. We all have past things happen. You know, it's just very good, like you said, Dr. Lowe, just be honest about it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being honest.
Exactly.
If you made a mistake, or maybe, you know, sometimes domestics and stuff like that get misconstrued that it didn't really actually happen like they say it happened. But, you know, talking sexual and things like that with someone you don't know, also a no-no, a red flag. Talking about your exes. My friend Sean actually made a few good points, and I wanted to read some of them. You know, he said, observe, you know, if you're out, how they're treating the service staff. You know, are they being rude to the people that are serving you, over-apologizing or inability to give a sincere apology, like if you do make a mistake, playing victim, not respecting boundaries. And, you know, look out for people that don't have connected relationships. I think he made some very good points. I told him I was going to share this. Thank you, Sean Brown. He's a good friend of mine. you also want to look for people that have good, you know, healthy relationships with friends and with family. And like I said, if you're not into somebody, you know, that book, what's that book he's just not that into, that's okay. Just be honest about it. You know, we've all been on the side of rejection or didn't click, didn't connect, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Exactly. And we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, actually your location. Then you can now join us and share your thoughts on how to navigate the online dating world. There's a couple of things that Lisa shared, but before, I want to give a shout out to some individuals who have joined since we first gave those individuals shout out. We can give a shout out to Miss Wood EPS, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Sweet Georgia Peach 1920, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We want to give a shout out to Michael Dale. Michael Dale, thank you again for joining us. You've been a couple of times. Then we have Alicia Coulson. Thank you. Then we have Mom. Leslie Levine.
Hi, Mom.
Thank you. BJ Jefferson out of the great state of Tennessee. And then we have one of my former students back many, many blue moons ago in McKenzie, Alabama. We have Sharon Freshley. Thank you, Sharon, for taking time. Lisa has shared a couple of things that we were talking about some tips. One of the things I thought I could follow up on, which is show me you. See, when you're meeting people, you really need to have those people to show you themselves. If they want to take an interest in you, they have to show themselves. First of all, a red flag should come up, as we said earlier, is that a person that's on 4 or 5 different dating sites, and when you're on 4 or 5 different dating sites, and then using 2 or 3 different profiles, they truly showing themselves. And that old saying, once people show themselves, leave what you see. If you want to continue on that dating site and you see 3 or 4 different people that using names, you already know that I need to make my move. I need to not go that direction. Believe what you see. And that's what it's all about. And I always tell them, run as fast as you can.
Run.
And on top of that, we have Robert joining as well. And we should sit, I'm going to say, Schumaster. That's your master. I'm gonna get Meister. I'm sorry, Schumaster. Get Meister. Thank you, Robert. I'm gonna get it right. Thank you so much. But just also keep in mind, Lisa said something about when you first meet someone. We say we have those different tiers. You're just meeting them. You don't have to go no further. You don't have to invite anybody to your house. You don't have to invite anybody out to a restaurant when you haven't physically truly had an opportunity to communicate with them to find out through their social state. It's so much happening now. And a lot of people that might not have the right frame of mind of thinking about other people's safety are spending a lot of time on these sites as well. So you have to consider, I'm not saying get into the shell, but be very careful when you get on it. I want you to be a part of the show. Call in at 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number as your location. And you can chat with Lisa Levine along with myself, Dr. Loretta B. Smith. Lisa, I want to say one other thing. You kind of touched on it about profile pictures. You said something about people on here because you so caught up in your physique, how it looks, you know, because you got muscles and you have all that. That ain't what people looking for when they first meet you, because you already have shown yourself halfway to what you're looking and what you're requesting for. That's just my opinion. Some people can agree or disagree, because I think you need to be able to to show yourself, because you'll find out there's on each of these social media sites, when you're posting, there are many people going through your profile. I'm one of them that did it myself and do it sometimes. Because you can see that today 25 people went through your profile. So if you're going to show you a picture of flex stuff, but you got to remember they're going to keep looking, and then they might show their true self. So you don't have to present yourself in that manner. You don't have to present yourself standing in front of a Lamborghini and rolling out money and all of these things. Present yourself as an individual that is a productive person in society. And what I'm saying is you don't have to ungarn your top body to show people. You see, just be dressed appropriate. Show people what you like. Show pictures with people. This is your profile. Things that you feel like you're hiding. Like Lisa said, her baby, and she have her baby in all her pictures. And it's okay. Do that. That lets people know that, okay, we know that's one of the loves of her life. You know? And he was in
my baby.
Her baby. In the background was just saying, you're on the show, you need to get off the show because he called give me some attention. So if you're not, you know, into that, don't be just looking at her and her body and not thinking about there's a, you know, a sweet baby, her pup that she has that she loves to death. And you can see in all her pictures. So you know if you want to get close to Lisa, you got to expect that. So those are kind of things you put out there that gives people an opportunity through your profile to see exactly really who you are. We can tell a story about a person by going through their profile, looking at to see pictures, to see who they are, because when someone won't put pictures in, I will be very concerned. When a person won't put pictures. She's talking about ghosting. We ain't going to be no ghosting. It's going to be more of that, just like that show, Catfish. I'm not saying everybody's that way, but that's something that ought to cross your mind. So little small things like that are tips to help you, you know, go through. And the last thing, Lisa, I want to say, you can jump in. Take your time. Why be in a rush? Why are you in such a rush to find? Because you're showing exactly your mindset, your mental set is into a point that all you want to do is get the goodies. And you will do everything to get to the goodies. And that ain't what it's supposed to be.
It's cookie.
Yeah, that ain't what it's called, cookie. But,
sounds like good cookie.
Yeah, the goodies. So you want to get to the chocolate chip cookie, and you ain't thinking about the process of going through the tears of what to be in a healthy relationship, which is being an associate, an acquaintance, be a friend. Then you can look at a romantic part of it, and then you can move to the intimacy, meaning that it is not all about sex. And then the partner, the life partnership. If you're ready to go through those stages and you're ready to go through it on online dating, then you have a chance. But if you're there to get to the social, the next thing, can I come over to your house? Can I, you know, see you, you know, outside? Okay, well, we're going to make sure we see you outside. And it's important that you protect yourself. I want to write, okay, Lisa, we can jump in.
And something I want to mention, because this kind of happened with me. The word no is a terrible word, isn't it, Dr. Lowe? Nobody wants to hear the word no.
Yep.
And, but it brought to me, when somebody is telling you no, you need to respect that.
Exactly.
Like, no, I'm not interested in dating you. I had somebody get very angry at me, and I felt like, just come at me, and I don't like that. I'm not about that. Like, if somebody's not interested in me, okay, that's fine. You don't have to be. But when someone is telling you, hey, look, no, I'm not interested, but thanks, please back off, because as a female, it's kind of scary, and I'm sure for men it's the same thing, because I'm sure there's some women that act really out of sorts, and then it puts men, I think, on the defense. You know, because there are women that do things, that create things, and then a lot of guys have issues with things. But when somebody tells you no, disrespect that. And lashing out and name-calling, and that's what happened to me recently, there's no need for that. You know, we're all going through things right now. We've all got stuff. Nobody's perfect. I think we're all just trying to get, you know, recover from what's been going on the past couple of years. But to treat somebody in that manner, to me, shows your character. And I would never, ever in my life date somebody that got that angry, because what you're showing me is how you'd be in a relationship. Jealousy, controlling, and these are also red flags. We've all been told no. And then you move on, you know. If you don't, somebody told me years ago, like, if you don't put yourself out there, you're never going to know. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Yeah, you cry about it. Maybe you don't cry about it. But, you know, learn to just, you know, it's a lot of us feel unsafe right now. And I know in my area, and I've mentioned, there's been a higher rate of crime. I'm getting a whole alarm system put in. I put more cameras up, you know, a couple of my friends, the same thing, just to protect ourselves. But try to be mindful when somebody is not interested, that they're just not interested. And I think I'm a little too honest, you know, about some things. Like, you know, I've had this injury and I've had different things going on. And, you know, I'm not, you know, I've learned to be pretty transparent, because if I can help people, I want to help people. But, you know, shaming people for having problems or body shaming people, it's not, that's not good. You know, these kind of things aren't good. And I was kind of trying to get feedback from different men and female and male friends of mine, just see how they felt about it, how they were feeling about being out in the dating world, because, you know, some people maybe lost a spouse or lost a partner or went through a breakup or a divorce, and it's really difficult. And I guess another thing that people don't want to hear, I don't know, I was making note of all this. Please don't talk about your baby mama or your daddy drama, because honestly, there is nothing we can do about it. Like, if you sit there and bash, you know, your child's mom or whatever it is, okay, like on a first date, like that's not really something I guess should be discussed. If you want to make jokes about dates or people you went out with, like, that's fine. But somebody said that to me, that's a red flag. When somebody, it was my cousin, Gray, actually. He said, when you're bashing somebody's ex, and that's what your whole conversation is around, or I went out with this girl and she did, or I went out with this guy, you know, trying to make light of conversations. Keep the conversation light, you know, keep it, it doesn't have to be a serious thing. And I changed the word dating, by the way, to outing, because I think going out, it's just, you're going on an outing with someone. It takes the pressure off of everybody. You figure out where you want to go, do you want to go eat? Do you want an activity? You know, whatever it is. But, you know, you might see someone and say, but is that all you're seeing? You know, are you just seeing the person for their looks or their body? Or are you seeing, are they a giving person? Are they kind? Are they genuine? Are they, you know, the whole person? And I know that a couple guys said to me, well, everyone wants to have sex. And I said, most people do, but that shouldn't be the first priority when you're out on a first date. That's something you know, it would come in time. Like, if you're intimate, whether it's intimate physically or intimate emotionally, we said this last time. We talked about the disease. And then I added the fourth one, which is connection. You have to have that connection. And, you know, do they make you, here's a text that came through. Does the person make you laugh? Are they funny? I like a good sense of humor. I have a good sense of humor. I make jokes. You know, it's good to keep things light. And, you know, you just get to know someone. And then if it doesn't work, and don't say, I'm going to call you if you're not. Like, don't call, or just say, look, I had a, one of my friends, she would say, you know, I had a really great time. However, I didn't feel that we were connected. And, you know, and she said it always made it a nice conversation. So that's really how it should be.
Exactly.
I think, you know.
And Lisa.
And another thing, disrespect, anger issues, bad tempers, or trying to trigger people, those are also red flags. So you don't want to be with someone, and you want someone who's going to support you when you're sick, when you're having a hard time at work, maybe someone in your family's going through, you know, oh, you know, when you get to that point, be supportive. You know, life isn't perfect. Things happen, you know, so just some thoughts that I had from.
Well, Lisa had a lot of thoughts, and I thank her because, like, she was doing some research on this. And it falls in what we, some of our topics for tonight about managing expectation would be one thing she just shared some things about. Then what you should not do when you are online dating. She shared a couple things there, and I'm going to just touch on them. And then the next thing I want to bring up after I talk about that, and we'll all share some thoughts. How long should you continue with this process with someone on online dating? You have to have a time frame now you have to look at. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line. Identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location, and you can join the conversation with host Lisa Levine, the host with Demos, along with myself, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Just going to touch on a couple things about managing expectations. One of the things you need not to do, Lisa have shared, is coming to that situation comparing, doing some kind of comparison about the previous relationship. First of all, if you're talking about your baby mama, baby daddy, or talking about how bad the other person was, that means that you're bringing in the process, and you need to recognize it's victimization. You're now becoming a victim. You do not want to be in any kind of relationship with someone who already showed you they are victim. Because they're blaming everybody else of all the previous relationships that they've had, or they bragging about what they used to do in their relationship. They still bring the same process in, so you must be able to manage this. Comparison is so important. You also have to keep in mind, you don't expect constant communication when your online dating. You just met that person. That person might not be into you, and they told you, I am not into you. Lisa mentioned by one of her friends, we're not connected. See, she mentioned about connection. Connection is a thing that we never overlook. When you connect with someone, you're going to always be able to work through the process with them. But you're not connecting with them when they already talk about what they make. They own this car. They own this property. You have a business. Well, I don't think you have a business. See, they come in here talking about things that really will cause you to end your communication with them. Well, before I move on with the next, I want to give a shout out to two additional individuals, three that's joined us, that one of our co-hosts of our Dr. Lowe's show, as well as Love Cafe. And from time to time, she come in on Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. That's Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California.
Denise.
Yeah, Behind the Mask Ministry. Thank you, Denise, for joining us. And Jacqueline Davidson, another one of those individuals that family member had in part and coach and teach down in McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you, Jacqueline Davidson, for joining us. And also we have Sari. This is exactly what they got. Sarah, I'm going to say not Sarah either. Sarah, Miss Jackson, number 7. She's joined as well. The next thing I want you to and a spectator is wait until you meet a person. And what it's saying is, don't be in a hurry. Again, don't be letting them, you know, want to meet so bad, got to come over to your house. See, that's, you got to wait through the process. Go through the process of associate, acquaintance, friendship, romantic, and that's intimacy, and also partners. Like partners, you're going through the process. So those are the things that are important. Wait, if you want to do an online dating, you went through associate, acquaintance, you can tell a lot about, and Lisa said this, their family and their friends. See, wait to meet your family. Don't be in a rush to meet. See, the things that you have to be able to manage. If you cannot manage, you're going to have some problems. And the next thing is the things we should share about what you should not do online dating. What you should do, first of all, you shouldn't disclose your personal information. I don't care what's on Facebook. I don't care what's on Instagram. But your personal information is where you live.
Right.
Your family member's name. Don't go too in detail because you don't know who you're really talking to. Go through tiers. I mentioned the tier. Once you go through the tiers, you have an opportunity to kind of really, really address some situations. Also, the next thing, Lisa, we want to talk about how long. And this is what we need to, we're going to get to close to wrapping everything up because we got a couple of things we want to talk about. Red flags. We're going to talk about the red flags coming up to wrap this up. But how long should you talk to someone online before meeting them? How long? That's what we're talking about. It's a process. Don't be in a hurry. Wait. Go through the tiers. Once you go through the tiers, you have a tendency to find out more about that individual. Then you can stop it in the track. If you don't want to go no further than an associate where you just met that person, leave it there. If you ask for any more information, if you want to stop right there because the vibes coming from them are not good vibes, stop right at the acquaintance stage. Don't go. You will not get past go to get $500, like I used to say, on the Monopoly game. Stop it there. You have a chance to be very successful. And look like we're having our connection with our internet. I'm really, really, hopefully we'll pop back up, but I'll continue on, and Lisa will be able to pop back on. How long? How long should you talk to someone before meeting them? Let it be a minimum of 4 weeks. That's just me sharing that with you all. A minimum of 4 weeks. Allow yourself that process of the tears. Do not be in a rush. There's several individuals, Quinn, have a study out there called Optimus, and it talks about 1 to 2 weeks. But I tell you, allow those 4 weeks. And you can find out a lot about individuals. Because when you first meet people, there's a sparkle. That sparkle may fizzle. And it will fizzle, and now you're left with a situation. If you meet them in 1 week, you're going to have to tell them, we have no connection. Give yourself a chance to develop a connection so we can be successful in that relationship if we move to that online dating. So it is so important that we do that. And I'm sorry I lost Lisa. Our internet was already saying it was having problems, but it's coming back. Looks like it's coming back. So maybe we'll be able to get her back up to come back in, and we'll continue to talk. And the last thing that we want to kind of focus on.
Recording in progress.
Okay.
Lisa, back on.
I have you back on. It was an internet situation, so we have you back. Got on that clear.
Didn't happen.
Okay. But,
I put my brown hat on. I thought I was calling in.
Lisa, your research, what exactly you could feel from the research to answer that question, how long should you talk to someone online before you meet them?
This is a good question because it depends on the situation. I mean, I think you should talk to someone for a period of time. I don't think you should talk once and then go meet out. I think if you talk to someone and then you don't talk to them for a week and then you don't talk, I don't even know if you should meet them out if they want to meet out because that's not consistent. But if you're consistently checking in and talking, maybe a couple weeks, maybe a week, 2 weeks. I think it depends. But I think you have to, weigh out the situation. And, if you're talking to someone and then you ghost them and then a month later, hey, let's meet out. Well, what that's telling us is you've already been talking with other people, which is fine. You're better off saying, hey, look, I'm dating around. I'm looking around, And if you go that approach, I think it's much better. But I don't think you should meet someone out like that night and stuff like that. I really think you should do your research, ask questions. My biggest probably block for me is, I work a lot. And right now is a bit of a hectic time. We're trying to get our schools in order. And I'm honest with people. Like, people are even not dating, like, Lisa, I'm just like, I got to do one thing at a time. I think being honest about your schedules, if you do have kids, be honest about it. This is when I can meet. These are the times I can go out. These are the days I'm working late. Whatever it is, but I don't, definitely do not go out and meet someone right away.
Exactly.
You really need to get to, talk on the phone, ask questions, talk about things. I mean, I tell people to go on my Facebook because I feel like my Facebook pretty much describes me. It's, my family, Jolie and I promoting health and wellness, my yoga program. I'm a huge sports person. Most of I do therapy with athletes and adults now. And, get to know someone, ask them questions, is someone working a late shift? Are they, you need to figure those kind of logistics, those kind of things out, and then determine when is a good time to meet.
Awesome.
That's just my opinion, and then I think people get mad. Oh, you don't want to meet me out. Well, okay, today's Tuesday, and you're asking me for this weekend. Maybe the person already had plans set up. That's also an issue. You're getting mad at somebody, because they're not able to, attend or meet it. But yeah, what do you think? I don't think meeting out right away.
I kind of shared when you went out. I said that there are a lot of researchers and studies, and Quinn being one of them, optimally says 1 to 2 weeks. I said myself personally, I said 4 weeks. That'll give me a chance to go through the two stages, like being the tier of associate, and then I can move comfortably to get acquainted to you if you're willing to talk and we communicate. It's going to take time, and our schedule may not fit each other. Our schedule just might, because I may be busy working, doing things. My work schedule keeps me busy, whereas your work schedule may keep you busy. So it takes time to get that first date in, and then
right.
You can calendar turn. But if they're rushing you, that's a red flag, and we're going to talk about red flags.
It is
so important that we understand. Lisa said in last show we had, we was talking about this, about people asking you to borrow money. I tell you, that is a red flag. You meeting somebody online dating, or you run into them, meet them in the club. Like I told you, I go back to the club with online dating because everybody got a reason for being there. And they asking you to borrow money. Do not start that, because you will not be able to ever finish it. They're going to always, if you start, they're going to see, this is what I've been looking for. Lisa, give me that money. Oh, I can get the cookie. I can get the money. Some people you need to know exactly. So that's one thing. When they start asking you for money, and then they come back. Lisa said earlier, I thought was important. I have to go back and touch bases on it. She said that we have to understand a lot of our young ladies, and everybody's young at heart. You might be 21 with 32 years of experience, 31 years of experience, that we all have a sense of independence. And we have to keep in mind that those individuals have their jobs, they have their families, they have their own money.
Have to pay rent.
So they're having their business. You have to understand that, because if you ever get to the point to get up to that, being designed that a partnership, you want, those are things you have to talk about. So understand when she said that she run across individuals, you know, she, I have my own business. I'm working and I'm doing things that I like to do financially that puts me in a good position. Some people can't understand that. See, they have a problem with that old traditional thinking. But in this 2022, the role in some cases have kind of flipped a little bit. More women have those six-figure, seven-figure, eight-figure jobs.
Yeah.
And if you come in there talking about, well, you can't make more money than I make. Okay, well, and you know what? That's a red flag. It's time to let you go. Two things about money. Someone asking you to borrow money. Because
right, and not having.
You know what I was saying about borrowing? If I ask you to borrow, I'm not paying you back. My mom always told me, loan as much as you can stand to be without. So if they ask you to borrow money, don't be giving them, say, oh, I need $500. Okay, if you're good enough friend to make a loan, you don't have to be my friend or family. I just can't. I don't know you. I'm just not going to loan money or give money to you. That if I'm giving, I'm giving you what I want to give you. But the thing about it, why are you even asking me for money? You don't know me. You don't even know me. So why are you asking me for money?
Right.
That's a red flag. Okay, Lisa.
Or here's two other things. One, to me, as long as you're working and you're earning a living, I don't really care about how much money that you have. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That as long as you have a job and you're happy with your job and you're content and you're honest about what you're doing, that's all that matters. The other thing, somebody that throws money at you, like I don't like that either. That bothers me. Because it's like, oh, here, I have $1,000. Here, go buy. I don't even know you. You know, it's things like that. Or guys, I mean, I heard another story from a friend. Guy wants to move in with her.
Oh, wow.
She doesn't even know him. Mm. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. You know, I get it. People go through hard times, but don't lie or, you know, you want to even things out. And it's really not a big deal if you are married to someone and the woman makes more. Who cares? As long as everyone's working, they enjoy their job, they like what they do. According to my father, the man should always pay, but, you know, nowadays I don't think it works like that. But I'd rather, you know, if they want to pay, pay. If you need to split it, you split it. But, you know, it's just be honest about it. Or if you lost your job during COVID and you're reestablishing yourself, you know, be honest about it, because, you know, some of us do have empathy and compassion and we understand that. But yeah, borrowing money, throwing money, talking about money, it's kind of like, okay, like what's, you know, as long as you are not living, I think I mentioned this last time too, you're not living off of somebody or a family member, like that's also a turnoff, and that makes us a little leery. You know, some of us would work in two and three jobs. You know, I have three businesses. But your mom is paying your rent and you're working, and then you're spending money on cars, and I'm not impressed by cars either. Like, those are things I can tell you. Like I said, my whole thing is, you know, I guess I look at my father, who's like my role model, hard worker, provider, always put us first, wonderful to my mother. You know, I've seen it in my family, my uncles with my aunts, my grandfather with my grandmother, you know, my brother and his wife. You know, these are healthy relationships that I see, that I was raised with, and I guess that's my expectation. You know, you have respect, you take care of each other through the good and through the not good. And, you know, I think a lot of that's missing nowadays, because I honestly think people also don't really know what they want. You know, they think they know what they want, but when I look at, you know, people that I do know in healthy relationships with very few people, it's a partnership, connection.
There you go.
And, you know, that's that, you know, when I talk about my dad, like he's, you know, my dad, everyone, you know, loves my dad. He's a great guy. He's kind. He's supportive. He mentors people. He just, you know, and I guess, you know, when you look at other people and you don't see them, you know, selfish, self-centered, egotistical, narcissistic, inability to have connected relationships or show concern or empathy for other people, that's a huge flag to me.
Exactly.
And judging people, I guess, too, for, you know, maybe people got married or got in a relationship, they made a mistake.
Exactly.
It happens, and maybe trying to seriously move forward and find that right person, but again, purpose. That's everyone's homework assignment for the next show.
Right.
What is your purpose or intention for dating? And are you ready and in the position to date? And are you willing to, you know, get to know someone?
That's right.
I think those are some very important things to think about. And being on, which I probably will. I don't know if I deleted them. I don't know what I was doing on them, I don't think, so well. But like I said, that Hinge one is terrible. If anyone's on it, I don't recommend that app. I don't feel like it shows anything. You can go on Facebook and look at pictures. But just know what you want before you're going on there, and know how to read through a profile, because it's very easy to read through, you know, when someone's not honest. And at least if you're going on multiple sites, use the same profile and name, you know, don't, because that's very misleading too.
Exactly.
It's okay if you want to be on more than one dating app. I'm not here to judge anybody for it. More power to you. You know, maybe you're taking initiative, but the same people are all on the same apps, I think. So it's a challenging system to maneuver, Dr.
Exactly. And I'm glad she had an opportunity to experience so she can share with us. And that's what it's all. I want to give a shout out to a couple of individuals that have joined us. That's Bruce McAllister. He joined us as well. Bruce, thank you. Brad Campbell. Thank you, Brad.
Hi, Brad.
For coming in. And it's good to have you as a part of it. See, we're at the end of the show now. She shared quite a few red flags with you, but it's like within a relationship, red flags show up, and it'll be the same way in dating. Because dating, in comparison, you can see the same thing in a starting a relationship, and that's what we're talking about. You have to first date to marry to date. Those are the things they fight for, but you have to have things in place to make you presentable yourself, keep yourself in order. And it's good that Lisa shared that next show we're going to talk about. You can share with us the purpose, you know, talking about online dating. What is your purpose? Some people don't have a purpose.
Yeah, what's your purpose?
Game. Some people have it as a game, and it's not a game when you start playing with other people, you know, lives,
no.
Their livelihood. So it's so important. So what we want to make sure you do is that you take time to think about online dating, if that's what you want to do.
Or dating in general. Yeah.
Or dating in general. Thank you, Lisa, so much for sharing that. Because, again, I compare that online sometimes going to the too. Some people don't. In clubs, I mean, I'm going to the club. I had the guys in there in clubs. I've been around. They're married. Half of them married. They be running more than, I mean, they're single guys. And these are the kind of things you deal with, and online could be the same way because you do not know enough about that person. So we really truly thank you for taking part, each and every one of you all tonight. It's been awesome. Our board has been pretty much filled on Facebook, as well as callers just calling in and listening to the show. It's about how to navigate the online dating world, and we still want to kind of move forward. Our next show, we're going to look at the purpose in my next show. We're going to talk about some other things dealing with that. So we're going to move towards that.
I'm going to jump in really quick. Dr. Lowe, I put two different posts up on our Wellnessology page. And I did get some good feedback from people, like what are red flags. And I'll put some other posts up. It's just to get feedback, so maybe we can help one another out.
Exactly.
And I do find it to be helpful. And it's helpful for me because I'm learning, too, from other people. And like I said, my friend Sean and his phone died. But Sean has a lot of good insight into things and because, you know, he just does, and that's why I told him I was going to mention it tonight. So if there's questions or something, you know, I'll keep putting some posts up to get feedback because also before I'll let you go after this, it's all about reconnecting also. I know with COVID, there was a total social disconnection, and it's just about rebuilding. I keep using that word, rebuilding, reconnecting, accepting people for who they are, because I'm going to give you some very good advice for the end of this show. People don't change. People are who they are. And you can't change them and you can't fix them. And just keep that in mind that, like I say, everybody's got something. Me included, we all have something. So it's learning to be more accepting, overlooking what you can overlook. If you can't overlook it, then that's not the right person for you.
That's awesome, Lisa. You just led us into our love cafe that'll come in tomorrow at 6:05. Being able to overcome. And that's what it's all, the love cafe, the real love talk show with that soothes your appetite. It's at 6:00 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to talk about some awesome topics. And in regards to that, so check us out tomorrow night. We're on WBSW Radio, the internet station at 91, Instagram, along with Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio. That's what it's all about. So we had an awesome time tonight. We touched base. We hope it's something that you was able to pull from the discussion that may help you move to whatever direction in the form of dating, whether it's online or just simply out dating. Because you might be back out in the world after being in a relationship or married for years, and you're no longer in those relationships, and you're out there. So we look forward to being able to share something with you, and we really appreciate the host with the most, Lisa Levine, as she went and researched and put herself out there to find out so she could bring it back to us. And we're so glad, and I thank you so much. And as we get ready to close out, always truly tell you all, I love you. Truly love you. And you know what? It's truly from my heart. It's truly from my heart. I'm going to say it because it is. It's all about the heart. That's what love is, in your heart and your soul. And as hashtag responsible, hashtag we got this, hashtag
we
keep on grinding, hashtag communicate for understanding, hashtag make it do what it do. And the last thing I want to tell you as we close out, see, God has blessed us one more time to be before you. So God shared with me, leave something with him that you do all the time that makes them feel better. And it's all about, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we'll see you tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Make it do what it do. Lisa, we had an awesome time.
Bye-bye.
Good night.